and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady is a stylist, so if you want to look good, this is the lady you go to. She's the stylist of the stars. It's Claire Anstey. How are you doing today, Claire?
Thank you very much for that intro.
That's okay. So the obvious first question is, why become a stylist?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think when I was younger, I was obsessed with magazines, and I'd just sit in my bedroom and just cut out all the pictures and put them up on my wall. And I realized that I was obsessed with fashion from a really young age. And then I started dressing my sister up when she was little and putting, doing her hair and makeup and doing like mini photo shoots at home. And then it kind of blossomed when I moved to Melbourne and I started volunteering for fashion shows and things like that. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to do it for fun and, style all my friends and things like that. And then it's just kind of organically progressed from there. So, yeah, it's I just like making people feel good.
Cool. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
So I suppose that leads me into my next question, which is obviously when you get started in an industry like being a stylist, now you get employment from having a large portfolio and a lot of word of mouth advertising. I mean, that's how I came across you, was both of those two things. So when you don't have a big portfolio, you're just starting out, you don't have the word of mouth advertising, how do you get started in an industry like this?
Yeah, look, I think it's just being super proactive on social media and reaching out and getting the work yourself and working for free, basically. You know, you want to offer your services and collaborate with other people and not be shy and just start reaching out. And that's what I did. I started reaching out to people on Instagram saying, can I dress you for this event? And then it kind of just, word of mouth and the content that you put on social media, then it kind of just spreads from there, really.
And that would be your advice to anybody who's young, who's listening, who's thinking about going into this sort of a career, would be just to dive headfirst in and get yourself out there as best as you can to get the contacts and to network and to get the work?
Absolutely. I think it's being a go-getter, and the jobs aren't going to come to you. So you need to be proactive on social media, start reaching out yourself and just saying yes to every opportunity.
Cool. I like it. That's good advice. Now, this might sound like an odd question, but it's a serious question, Claire. So you're dressing someone, right? And you can put a certain outfit on one person and they look fantastic. You put those same clothes on somebody else and it looks atrocious. Why is that?
Well, everyone comes in all different shapes and sizes, don't they? So, I think it's about what feels comfortable in you, but it's also about, it stems down to your hair color and your skin tone and the silhouette shape that suits your body type. You know, there's so many different factors involving a really good outfit. So it's really kind of tailoring that to what suits each individual.
And what about attitude of like, because you do fashion shoots like and all that sort of stuff. What about the attitude of the person wearing the clothes? Does that make a difference?
Oh, yeah. Look, for photo shoots, you've really got to own it. So it's not just about what clothes you're wearing. It's about what shapes you're posing and, with your body and being super, super confident in the photo shoots as well. So, yeah, absolutely. The attitude is definitely part of it too.
Cool. And so when you're dressing someone, Claire, does it naturally come to you? Like, do you just instinctively know that if you put that with that on that person, they're going to look like $1 million? Like, no one's told you what to do. You just instinctively know that that's going to work. Do you?
Yeah.
Is it something just within you?
Yeah, look, there's no rules with fashion. Fashion is subjective, right? So it's really personal preference. But I think the one thing I look at is what are your best assets to show off and what are the ones that you want to kind of hide? So if someone's got, really long, beautiful legs, let's put a mini dress on them and get their legs out and maybe, cover up their arms and keep it all in proportion. So it's kind of highlighting your best features.
Is that why?
That's really number one.
Is that why when we did a shoot, you suggested I just wear a Hessian sack and hide in the other room?
Absolutely.
Hold on.
We've got our shopping trip on Thursday, remember, Gob, so watch out.
It's very harsh, Claire, but that's why I like you. You tell it how it is. Well, actually, speaking of that, now you've done a lot of shoots in your time. Like, you are very experienced. I'm curious because I've been on movie sets with actors who can be hard work, and I've got no doubt that you've worked with models who can be hard work. How do you deal with somebody who you just like? Sweetie, just wear the skirt and shut the fuck up. Like, what do you do to deal with anybody who's got a bit of attitude?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think you basically need to act like it's a business transaction. You know, you want to keep them happy, so it's all about influencing them in the right way to know that they look good and feel good, and influencing them to wear the bloody outfit. You know, so it's kind of going down onto their level and you know, and using your negotiation skills.
So you manipulate, in other words.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny. No, but it's true. Like, I have to do the same thing with actors. You know, like, they say, I don't want to deliver a line like this or whatever. I have to try and get them around to my way of thinking, because I know that I'm right because I wrote the script. It's kind of like you know that this outfit will work for them. Well, firstly, they have to wear this outfit because they're being paid to wear the outfit, but also you know that it's going to look good on them. So it's about, how do I get them to see it in my way, my point of view, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's almost like being a problem solver, going, okay, I hear what you're saying, but this is a reason why we're doing this, 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 and this, and explaining to them. So I suppose it's the delivery of how you're communicating to them to kind of feel like you're right.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. Now, like I say, you have done some work for me for Beernuts Productions. You were a costume designer on our film, A Guide to a Perfect Wedding, which you did a wonderful job. Everybody looked terrific. I'm curious, because you said it was the first time you'd done costume design work for film. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to diversify my portfolio and do something a little bit different. And look, it was great energy. It was a lot to get done in one day. Day/night, sorry. It was a pretty long day. So it was, you know, you become resilient. So yeah, it was a great experience. So thanks for letting me join you, Gough.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You'll never work again because your reputation is now in tatters, but you know, that's just how it goes. So I am curious though, is there any training for being a stylist? Like, I mean, there's no real university course, or is there? But like, what do you do?
Yeah, look, there is styling courses, absolutely. There's short courses, there's, you know, three-year courses. You can go to university and study fashion, and then that can kind of stem down to styling. But, you know, I did a couple of short courses, but I suppose I've learnt the most with on-the-job experience. You know, I just kind of put myself out there and started assisting other stylists and kind of developing my skills on the ground. So look, there's different ways you can kind of educate yourself, and you're always learning, but I think the best advice and the best way to get started is just put your hand up to assist.
Do you think that it's kind of, because I'm a firm believer that like singing, for example, and drawing, as in like art drawing, you've got that talent to start with. You can fine tune it and make it better. But I mean, like me, for example, I have no musical ability whatsoever. I wish I did, but I don't. So I don't do a singing lessons because I know it would be a complete waste of time because you can't polish a turd, right? So is it kind of the same, you reckon, in your industry? You either know how to do it and you can fine tune it, make yourself better, but you either know how to do it at a core level or you don't. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Yeah, I agree. You do have to have an eye. You've got to have an eye for fashion and know what, you know, silhouettes work on different body shapes and what colours go together and things like that. And you've got to keep up with the latest trends. So you've got to have an eye for it, but you've also got to have a passion for it. You've got to love what you do to be good at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to run a few looks past you, Claire, and we'll see if you approve of these. Is it ever okay to wear double denim?
Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, go triple denim.
Triple?
Why not? Yeah. Do a denim shirt, denim jacket, and denim jeans.
Really?
I love it.
That's okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I was expecting to get slammed.
No.
Okay. Shows what I know. All right. Here's the next one then. This one you're going to like, right? Is it ever okay to wear horizontal stripes?
Yes, if you're not large.
Oh, that's so great.
Is that okay to say?
Yeah, well, it is what it is. That's where I was going with my question. Yes. So
I'd put you in vertical stripes, Gough.
Oh, the hurt I feel. So, and what? So I met a lady the other night, and see, I think I'm being funny, but people disagree, right? And she was wearing black and white horizontal stripes, and I suggested that she don't lie down on the road because people think she's a zebra crossing, pedestrian crossing. And she didn't find that joke funny at all, Claire. Black and white horizontal stripes look like a pedestrian crossing. Why would you do it?
Yeah, I agree. Look, it is. It's, yeah, look, I'm not a fan. And also when you're wearing horizontal stripes, remember that's where your eye is going. So you're going, your eye is following those lines, and it actually does, it's not flattering. It actually isn't flattering even if you have a great body, to be honest.
So it's a hard no on horizontal stripes?
It's a hard no, absolutely.
I like it. I like it. Well, there we go. So I was right on one, so I get one tick and one cross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad, I suppose. Now, where can we learn more about Claire Anstey? Where can we go? What can we do if we want to learn more about you?
Yeah, well, follow me on Instagram. Chuck me a follow. I'm always looking for more followers.
And where do we do that? Because it's not just Claire Anstey.
No, it's Style Me Claire is my Instagram handle, so check me out. I basically put all my work on there, so you can find out more about me on there.
Cool. Well, I do encourage you to check this lady's work out because she's very good at what she does, hence why I hired her. And of course, you can see all of her costume choices, though I should be honest, I did, when Claire worked for me for the wedding mockumentary, as other guests on the podcast would mention, I'm very clear in what I want. So, I mean, I did force Claire to get some horror. Did you have a favourite costume, just out of curiosity?
Oh, it's got to be the safari suit, I think. That was my favourite.
You know, it was a ripper, no doubt about that. And Cale owned it.
Yeah, he did. He was the perfect actor for that. Yeah, that was definitely my favourite by far.
Yeah, no, it was very cool. I did suggest Claire's very big on recycling of clothes. We should mention that, actually. You are big on recycling your clothes. You don't just have like eight wardrobes at home. You like to reuse and recycle, and you think that's important, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very minimal when it comes to the wardrobe, but I think it's important to, you know, if you only wear it a couple of times, you know, give it to charity or sell it. It's also worthwhile looking into secondhand items as well. You don't need to buy anything always brand new. So with the costumes, we're being, you know, strategic around what we do with them.
Point being is I thought you were going to hold on to the safari suit for any kind of fancy dress sort of gatherings, but no, apparently it was being given to good causes of charity sort of situations. But look, that's actually another question I just thought of is op shop shopping a good plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Vintage is great. Vintage will always be in. And look, it's got character when you buy something vintage. The only thing I would say with op shops is you do have to really, you've got to spend the time going through the racks. I mean, it's a jungle in there when you go in there. So you really do need to have the patience and you know, go through each item and kind of work out what you like.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Claire.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, of course, this has been the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you follow Claire on Instagram, Style Me Claire on Instagram. And, of course, Beer Nuts Productions, like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, rate and review. 5 stars is always good. And, of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs, including the wedding mockumentary, A Guide to a Perfect Wedding that Claire worked so diligently on. So until next time, we will talk to you then.
Bye.